You Don't Know Me is a crime fiction audio drama which deals with adult themes and issues relating to violence and sexual assault. Listener discretion is advised.
A Listener production.
Oh no, it's Ma again. I'm not answering.
It's 3 a.m. It could be urgent. Come on.
Okay. What now, Ma?
No, I'm at the restaurant. Someone threw a rock through our big front window.
What?
The whole thing shattered.
Okay, stay there. I'm calling the police.
No, don't.
Why the hell not, Ma?
I saw who did it.
You saw who did it? Tell me, Ma.
It was Tom.
I'm on my way.
Hated this road at night. It's so hard to see the cars coming the other way. Take it easy, Noah. Please.
Oh, right. Shit. Didn't realize how fast I was going. Sorry, Alice.
It's okay.
What are the armchair detectives saying now?
Rachel's put out a preview for the next step. Do you want me to play it?
Yep, go on then.
Hi, listeners. It's Rachel Lawrence here. It's been a very tumultuous 24 hours in our quest to find Lizzie Burdett. It's 3:37 a.m. and I definitely have not slept, and I'm not even sure what cup of coffee I'm up to. Now, although we haven't found Lizzie's body, I can report that there have been a couple of very disturbing tip-off calls on my hotline.
Oh, God, what's happened now?
With the consent of these callers, I've disclosed them to the police, who are speaking to the people involved, and while I'm not at liberty to share these findings yet, I'll be bringing you an explosive new episode as soon as I can. Things are really heating up here, so if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and follow to receive an alert the next time I release an ep, which I'm hoping is very soon.
I wonder what she's uncovered.
Probably more bodies under Tom's bed.
Noah, just because he smashed the window doesn't mean he's guilty.
God, when will this end?
Are you sure you don't want me to come with you?
No way. I don't want to risk you being seen again. The press are probably at the restaurant already.
Well, thanks for dropping me at the station. I guess this is goodbye for now.
So, what will you do?
I've just texted my friend Tony. Hopefully I can lay low at hers till our flight.
Will you let me know where you are?
Don't worry about me. You've got enough going on. I'll see you on the plane home.
Home. I like the sound of that.
Me too.
Come here. I don't know if I can do this.
Hey, it's okay. Deep breaths, Noah. You're stronger than you think.
Deep breaths.
Ma, where are you?
We're here, in the dining room.
I got here as fast as I...
Oh, Jolly, thank you.
Oh, God.
Yes.
No. You were right about your brother. He's an ungrateful, lying piece of shit.
Pa, where are you going?
To call a fucking cloth.
Why would Tom do this?
Because he's a prick.
All these years we supported him. We defended him. I don't understand. Oh, God. Noah. He's back. He's back, Noah.
You're fucking kidding.
Tom.
Where's Dad?
I saw you with my own eyes, so please don't deny it. Just tell me why. Why would you do this to us?
I can explain everything. I need to speak to Dad first. Where is he?
He's in his office.
He's cleaning up your mess again.
I got something to say, and I want you all to hear it.
Tom.
Dad!
Interesting way to start a conversation. Throwing a rock through our window.
Shut up, Noah. Dad, get out here.
No. You don't need to talk to Dad. Talk to me. You've had 8 years to explain yourself. You show up here and start ruining our lives all over again. I've had enough.
Easy, Noah. You don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Noah!
You little shit.
Stop it. Stop it, Tom. Stop it. Don't do this, boys.
You've always been so fucking deluded.
Boys!
You thought Lizzie loved you. She felt sorry for you. And Rachel, she was just using you to get closer to me.
Stop it, Tom. Stop it. Don't do this, boys.
And your new Lizzie lookalike? There's something very wrong there.
Keep talking, smartass.
Help
get
me,
off
Ray.
Me.
Jesus. What was that? What?
Boy, the kitchen's on fire!
Oh, shit!
Your father's in there!
Bloody coward! I'm coming, Ma!
I'll call 000.
Noah! Hold the door open! Take Ma, get outside!
Tom, be gentle with him.
Let's get into your car.
He needs to answer some questions first.
What the fuck?
Tom, have you lost your mind? He's injured.
You can't just light a fire and make it all go away, Pop.
Is this what you wanted? To destroy us?
What?
I'm just finishing what you started.
What? You lit the fire?
Rachel's got it all on tape, Pa.
Seriously, Tom. Don't tell me you've been listening to Rachel's rubbish.
It's not what Rachel said. It's the other women.
What women?
Pa knows. Ask him.
You're no son of mine.
You fucking creep.
What are you saying, Tom?
Noah, please. I need my chair.
Tell him what you did. Or I will.
Raph.
I know what I saw, Pa.
What?
All these years I believed you.
No.
Fuck.
Raph?
Not true.
Lizzie was my age.
Lizzie?
Oh, lies.
This is nonsense. Tom.
Oh, I wish it was, Ma.
What did you see, Tom?
Remember my famous late night drive? You were right, Noah. I did find Lizzie. She was standing under the bus shelter and Dad was beside her. I saw him put his arm around her. They kissed.
Tell me that's not true, Raph.
Darling, I need an ambulance.
Is it true?
Look, the girl had a crush on me.
You were grooming her.
Don't be ridiculous.
You made me feel like I was crazy. That I was being a jealous boyfriend.
I'm in pain.
He said he was trying to get Lizzie out of the rain. That she took off and she was leaving Bellhaven. But none of that's true, is it, Pa?
Why the hell did you tell the police, Tom? Or Ma? Anyone? Lizzie's parents?
I was confused. Pa said if I went to the police, they'd charge us both. His precious restaurant would be finished and Ma would be in trouble too. Because she wasn't where she said she was either.
He told you about that?
Yeah. It was all Thierry. Telling me how sorry he was. How he wanted to save the marriage. Keep our family together.
Everything I do is for this family.
He told me he was out looking for you when he came across Lizzie. And I was stupid enough to believe him.
Why didn't you come to me?
I thought...
Tom.
I thought I was doing the right thing.
I can't breathe.
Too bad.
No. You've got it. You got it all wrong.
What did you do to Lizzie?
Please.
What the fuck did you do to her?
I couldn't let her ruin everything!
Oh, God. It was you.
It was for you.
my sweetheart. For my boys. For my boys. We're family. We gotta stick together.
Police! I need you all to move away from the premises.
I was protecting your future, Noah.
Wait,
immediately! Move back!
No, come. And the apple. No, come.
We've got an injured male with burns to the upper body and face. An ambulance is on the way, sir. The rest of you keep moving, please. I need you all behind that police car now.
We've got to go.
Move.
No, we
back.
Have to go. We have to go. No.
What's your name, sir?
Raphael.
Is there anyone still inside, Raphael? Need to know, sir. Is there anyone still inside?
Noah, come in.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll turn that off.
No, wait. A breakthrough in the case. I'd like to watch.
Belhaven schoolgirl Lizzie Burdett.
Okay.
From Sydney's Northern Beaches in 2014. Reporter Michael LaRon is on the scene.
In a dramatic turn of events, restaurant owner and soccer legend Raphael Caruso, who was seriously injured in the fire, is reported to be assisting police with their inquiries. A second man in his 20s is also being treated for burns, but is not thought to be connected to the incident. Forensic investigators are currently combing the site, which is now being treated as a crime scene.
Thanks, Michael. We'll keep you updated on that story.
I'm really glad you decided to come.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Have you and Tom been working together?
It's probably best if I talk you through it from the start. I have to warn you, it's not easy listening.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I got this first tip-off call yesterday morning.
You've called the Lizzie Burdett hotline. This is Rachel. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm not sure if it's useful, but when I read that Raphael Caruso was at that inquest, I had to call.
Oh, thank you so much for reaching out. What is it you wanted to share? It's okay, you can just take your time.
Well, I met Raph when I was 19.
Do you mind if I ask when that was?
1993 in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
He just scored the winning goal for Australia in the World Cup qualifiers. Me and a girlfriend dressed up, we snuck into the players' party, and when Raph approached me, I was starstruck. I mean, he was a legend, you know. We chatted, danced, kissed, and at the end of the night, he offered me a lift home. But, he pulled off down a side road, locked the doors, and next thing I knew, he was pinning me down. He just wouldn't stop. His hands were around my neck. He was so strong, I couldn't move. So I just lay there, just hoping he wouldn't kill me. I was terrified.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
Oh God.
Yeah, well, it doesn't end there. At around 10:30 last night, I got another one.
Lizzie Burdett hotline, this is Rachel.
Sorry to call so late.
Oh, no.
Not a problem.
No.
What did you want to share with us?
It was something that happened back in 2014.
It's Sophie.
Around the time that Lizzie disappeared?
Please, just can you stop the recording? I really don't know if I should be listening to this.
It's okay, no. I spoke to Sophie and asked if she minded. She wants you to know.
Okay.
Oh, God, I feel so ashamed. ashamed.
There is absolutely no judgment here.
I work at Caruso's, and at that time, my boyfriend had just left, and I had a young daughter to support. Caruso's paid really well, and, you know, it wasn't the best time in my life. One afternoon, Raph offered me a lift, and I wasn't about to say no. Then, when he dropped me home, he leant over and he kissed me.
Oh, God.
I don't know why, but I felt flattered, and one thing led to another.
And you started a relationship?
Oh, God, no. It was all over in a few weeks. I didn't want it to continue. You know, I really liked Katerina. And the boys, they've always been really good to me.
And how did Raph respond to you breaking things off with him?
He started cutting my shifts, inventing mistakes I'd made, orders I'd messed up. And he kept docking my pay.
Huh. I see.
Yeah, he made another move, and I gave in. Everything went back to normal as long as I was sleeping with him. It sounds stupid, but I really needed the job.
Hey, I'm just sorry that you went through all that.
Katerina eventually found out, and I started looking for a new job. But I couldn't find anything with the hours I needed around my daughter's daycare. Ended up begging her to let me stay. And I guess she felt sorry for me, or for Stevie, at least. I'll never forget her calling me up. She told me she understood my position and she didn't blame me. And she and Raph had spoken, it was settled, we'd all just move on and I could keep my job.
Is there something else that you wanted to say to me?
Just that... no one mentioned Raph was sending messages to a woman the night Lizzie disappeared. Apparently, Katerina thought it was me again, but it wasn't. We'd stopped talking at that point.
Do you have any idea who he might have been messaging?
No, but, well, after I heard that, I had this sickening feeling. Like, what if Raph was messaging Lizzie? And what if they were in some sort of... I mean, he could have given her a phone as well, and...
Sorry, why would he give her a phone?
Oh, well, when we had our affair, Raph gave me a prepaid phone so he could call me discreetly. Protect his reputation and all that.
Shit. The witness who drove past Lizzie, he thought she was on the phone.
Uh-huh. She must have been phoning your dad on a burner phone to ask him to pick her up and... Well, he was clearly a seasoned opportunist.
Not you too.
Sorry?
When I tried to kiss Lizzie, she said, she said, not you too. I was just another Caruso harassing her.
Oh, God, it's not the same, Noah. Your father was a grown man grooming a 17-year-old girl.
Oh, God. Poor Lizzie, you know.
After speaking to Sophie, I tried confronting your dad, but your mum wouldn't let me through the door. So I called your brother. Okay, Tom, I'm recording this. I need to ask, do you have any reason to suspect your father has something to do with Lizzie Burdett's disappearance? I know you're there, Tom. Okay. I've got two working theories I'm going to share with you, and you can just tell me which one's right. One, you hurt Lizzie, then asked your doting parents to cover it up. Or two, it was your father. You saw something, and you've been keeping it a secret all these years. How about you tell me what really happened? Tom?
It was him.
Okay.
I saw them together.
Okay, Tom.
I'm gonna kill him.
Tom, listen.
I'm gonna kill
Tom,
him.
Tom, listen to me. Listen to me right now. Please do not do anything stupid. Tom, listen to me. I know you're innocent.
okay? You can trust me. I can help you, but I can't do it like this. We need to work together. Please, please, just take a breath. I'll come find you. Just tell me where you are. Tom, I believe you. Okay? I believe you.
So, at around 2 a.m., Tom ended up here. I played him my tip-off calls and he told me what he saw. Once he calmed down, he went to confront your dad and I called the police.
And there I was, trying to kill Tom.
You couldn't have known.
Yeah. So what happens now?
Well, that all depends on how cooperative your dad is. If they still can't find the body, there's going to be a lot to prove in court.
Alice, hey. Well, I'm guessing you've heard the latest Caruso news. Never a dull moment. Pa's still in hospital. Just waiting to see if... when he's charged. Look, I'm not sure I can get away. I might have to postpone my flight. But you go ahead without me, okay? Or if you want to leave earlier, you know, just don't wait for me. Oh, shit. God, now there's media camped outside our house. You call me when you can and we'll make a new plan, okay? I'll miss you. Ma, are you home? Mama. Ma, what are you doing out here? Yeah, come inside. It's freezing.
Oh, God.
Mom, what's wrong? Are you okay?
They found her.
They found Lizzie?
Remains.
What?
Bones. After the fire. Oh, God.
They found her at the restaurant?
Inside a cavity in the back of the call room.
Oh, Ma.
Oh, God.
No, Ma, no. Go. Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, God, Lizzie.
I can't.
Oh, my God. Code yellow in ICU. I repeat, code yellow in ICU.
Knock, knock.
Nowy boy. Took you long enough.
You look... well, better than I expected.
Yeah, nothing like getting 8 years of torment off your chest.
I am...
Go on, mate. Lay into me. I've been waiting for it.
I don't want to lay into you. I just have lots of questions, I guess. Why did you let me think it was you?
Oh, I honestly thought that I was doing the right thing, you know? For Ma, for you, for the family.
But you could have gone to jail after my testimony. It's no wonder you were angry.
You actually did me a favour.
Really?
Once you told the court about my unexplained late-night drive, there was no turning back. It was clear Pa would have let me go down without saying anything. It was either him or me.
But Lizzie... you didn't suspect...
He's our old man. I trusted him. And I didn't want it to be true.
Yeah. Me too. But I still don't understand. If you hadn't done anything wrong, then why did you come into my room to make sure I was asleep?
Dipshit, I was hammered and about to drive. You would have told Ma for sure. You were such a little dauber.
Oh. Have you seen Mum?
Nah, she hasn't come in yet. How's she doing?
Well, she's pretty shattered. I'm meant to be flying to Thailand in 4 days with Alice, but there is no way I can leave with her looking like that.
Listen to me. I'm going to look after Ma, okay? Bianca's flying over.
That's okay. We got the restaurant, the staff, the house. It's fine.
Noah, you've done enough. Seriously. Go to Thailand. Start moving on with your life. I'll sort it out. It's the least I can do.
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Look, also, I'm sorry for what I said about Alice. She seems really cool.
Yeah, she is. You're going to make a great dad, Tom. Can't wait to meet that little one.
Come here, dickhead.
Good news. I'm gonna make the flight after all. Thailand, here we come, hey? I can't wait to see you. Just let me know you got this message. All right, I'll see you soon. One last time, Rachel.
Welcome to the final installment of the Disappearance of Lizzie Burdett podcast.
In breaking news, soccer legend Rafael Caruso was charged today with the murder of missing Northern Beaches teenager Elizabeth Burdett.
You've all heard the news headlines, but I'd like to take a moment to thank the brave women behind the scenes who came forward with their stories. Without you, an arrest would not have been made.
We can't thank you enough for helping us. We have our girl back. And we can finally put poor Lizzie to rest.
Yeah. And hopefully no other family has to go through the hell that we've been through.
That was Sylvie and Miles, Lizzie's parents, whose tireless search for their beloved daughter is finally over. After 8 long years, they will have the justice they were looking for.
Ma, I'm coming, all right?
So many bags. My little boy's flying the coop.
Well, don't worry. I'll be back to visit when the new baby arrives.
Here, sweetheart. Double espresso, one sugar for the road. Just how you like it.
Oh, thanks, Mama.
You won't get coffee like that in Thailand.
Are you sure you can do this?
Drive you to the airport? Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, don't worry about me, Bello. I'm pretty indestructible. Sono la forza della natura.
Yeah. Ah, finally.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah. She said she caught an earlier flight.
Shame. I was hoping to meet her again. Properly this time. Will you ever forgive me, darling?
For what?
Marrying that man.
Oh, Ma. He couldn't have known.
No. My beautiful boy. I'm going to miss you so much.
I'm going to miss you too. I'll be back again.
I know.
Hey, and you should visit. You would love it.
I hope it's everything you dreamed of, darling. Everything. You deserve it, my love.
Thanks.
cabin crew, prepare for takeoff.
Hi, you've called Alice Glass.
Oh,
you know what to do.
Hey, Alice, me again, for the bazillionth time. I'm starting to feel like a stalker here. I'm on the plane now, and just want to check everything's okay. You haven't returned any of my calls, and, well, but when you get this, can you please...
Can you please turn off your phone?
Yeah. Just please leave me a message. Oh, and I've booked a room.
Now, please, sir.
Yep, sorry.
Thank you.
What the hell? What could she possibly have another episode about? Case is solved.
Hi, listeners. It's Rachel Lawrence here with an unexpected and disturbing new update.
You're kidding.
We may have solved the disappearance of Lizzie Burdett, but this dark chapter in Bellhaven's history is far from over.
It should be good.
It looks like we've got another missing persons case on our hands. And once again, it involves the infamous Caruso family.
What the fuck?
Alice Glass, the 21-year-old girlfriend of Noah Caruso, has been reported missing to police by her father, Robert Glass.
What?
Alice, who in a bizarre coincidence has long red hair, just like Lizzie, was last seen outside the New South Wales Coroner's Court 8 days ago.
What?
My tip-off hotline is once again open, so if anyone listening has information to share...
Sit down! Put on your seatbelt.
I need to get off. Sorry,
You can't! The plane is moving!
You don't understand! Please let me out!
Sit
I have
down.
To get off this plane!
You Don't Know Me was written and adapted from the Sarah Foster book of the same name by Jacqueline Bassanelli. It stars
Aaron Glenane as Noah,
Catherine Van Davies as Rachel,
Andrew Steele as Tom,
Dina Pinozzo as Katarina,
Anastasia Feneri as Alice,
Johnny Pasvolsky as Raphael,
Alex Malone as Sophie,
Nick Bartlett as Josh,
Di Adams plays Sylvie.
Stephen Shanahan plays Miles.
Virginie Lavageau plays Detective Granger.
Anthony Phelan plays Coroner Novak.
Sal Sharah plays Mr. Elwood.
Jayla Hayer plays Counsel Assisting.
Haiha Lee plays Anonymous Whistleblower.
Sri Saksak Prasad plays Johnny.
Mandy Catalano plays Lizzie.
Kimmy Tsukakoshi plays Gemma.
Throughout the series, we also heard the voices of Grant Pirro, Matthew Dwyer, Ed Gooden, Romy Scher, Kate Patterson, Emily Lodge, Jess Carey, Darcy Thompson, Rudy Edsel, Maddie O'Gorman, Alexandra Bryant, James Royce, Alice McFarlane, Stephanie Kate Graham, Tanya McMillan, Peter Callan, and the SEA Rooftop Crowd Soundmakers. Series producer, Tina Matalov. Director, Rosalind Oates. Executive producer and head of factual and drama at Listener Original Podcasts, Jennifer Goggin. Audio engineer, Liam Moses. Audio production, sound design, mix and original music by Matt Nikolich. Production and sound consultation, Matthew Dwyer. Story sourcing, development and casting, Bob Campbell. Commissioning, Grant Blackley and Grant Tothill. You Don't Know Me is a co-production between Bryden Media and Listener.